Cities are faced with several challenges when attempting to transition to more sustainable water management practices. Five main issues have been noted. 1. Growing urban populations. With these growing populations, land use changes, and with it comes increased impervious surface areas. This leads to further reductions in groundwater recharge and increases in surface runoff, placing enormous strains on the existing water management infrastructure. Environmental quality diminishes as the local catchment suffers from voluminous discharge, increased nutrient load, altered channel morphology, and reductions in biotic richness. 2. Climate change. This global event brings with it drastic changes in regional meteorology. Certain regions may be subject to severe long-term droughts, while other regions may be subject to extreme increases in heavy rain events. Northern regions subject to snowfall are at risk as the normal freeze-thaw schedule may be altered. 3. Inflexible and cost-intensive systems. The adaptation of existing water management systems to comply with water-sensitive urban design may initially be seen as too costly. Existing infrastructure is mostly centralized. Therefore, there is now a demand for more decentralized management practices. Integration of urban ecology, green roofs, recharge beds, porous concrete, and rain gardens allow for water to follow its intended cycle. 4. Stormwater lacks value. Stormwater has been seen to have little or no value and is transported through engineered systems and discharged into public sewers. The inherent qualities of stormwater are largely overlooked. Harvested stormwater can be used for non-potable applications in industry, for landscape irrigation, and for toilets. 5. Lack of acceptance for sustainable systems. The importance of sustainable water management is either widely unknown to the public or blatantly disregarded. There are too few project examples that have been applied in a manner that can be appreciated by the general public. A shift to sustainable management may also be seen as too costly when compared to conventional systems. These financial concerns also inhibit the implementation of political incentives for private landowners to collect and manage stormwater on site, even though this would reduce the strain on the public system.